it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, Zoran Mankami not giving up on his plan for government-owned grocery stores so bad that even the CNN host pointing out to him why he might have trouble getting this to work in New York City. You mean it's been tried? Yeah.
Yeah. Numerous places.
Numerous places.
Even in this country, believe it or not.
I know. And in the former USSR.
Yes.
Where people literally starved to death and froze to death for lack of winter coats. Because you were not allowed to buy anything except from the government store.
Right.
And you had credits to do it.
Exactly.
They actually had a problem some years with running. They would run out of winter coats. Freezing in Russia. And people would just die. They would just drop dead from the cold. Outside, because you would be required to come and stand for hours listening to political speeches. They'd run out of coats at basically the communist store, and people, you know, you knew you better be there or you're going to lose your job. If you lost your job, you're going to lose your food card. If you lost your food card, you weren't going to eat. They'd starve you. So you had to be in good standing with the party. And that literally meant, if you've ever seen any of these old Soviet speeches where they're screaming for hours, and there's these huge crowds there, those people didn't want to be there. You wouldn't dare not show up. Well, the problem was they just ran out of coats, and people would literally die standing there in the crowd because they didn't have a warm coat, because they were not allowed to buy it anywhere else. So the left always does one thing, Lee. They always go for two things when they pursue communism or socialism: control of food and control of power, i.e. electricity, or whatever form of power that they're using. So you're seeing Zoran Mamdani's a good socialist. He is a good anti-capitalist, communist, authoritarian. He is doing what Marx tells you to do. You can control the people if you can control the food. And of course, the first step in that, Lee, is depolicing, making it so that theft is practically legal, as it is in California. Or you just don't get police response, or you bond them right back out. They come right back to the store and steal things. Now everything's got to be behind glass. It's too expensive to operate. Stores closing, giving up. Bed Bath & Beyond saying, California's the only state we're not going to open a store in. So once you've established pretty much the right to steal, you can get to the second phase after you destroy, you know, these stores. And you have create the food deserts, then the government comes in with government-controlled food. But Lee, even CNN isn't buying it.
Why is the government a better solution for a lack of grocery stores, food deserts, than just working with the private sector to have them do what they know how to do, which is run grocery stores? What's your answer to that?
There are more than 1,000 grocery stores in New York City. I'm proposing creating 5 additional ones, one in each borough of New York City that the city would run, and that would guarantee cheaper groceries, not free food, but cheaper groceries. And part of that is because food is a necessity for New Yorkers. It's a necessity for everyone. And yet it's something that people are being priced out of. And we can see the promise and the possibility of a public option. And we've seen in studies that have been done about the applicability of this in an urban setting like Chicago, that this is something we can actually deliver right here in New York City.
But there was another example in Kansas City where they had a government-run grocery store, and it's been there for years, but it's on the verge of closing because it doesn't work. They've been riddled with crime. They've dealt with just a lack of inventory. There are other examples where it just hasn't worked because, frankly, the government is not that good at being in the business of being in grocery stores.
Well, the government's not good at being in the business of anything except being in business's business.
Yeah, well, look, this is what they wanted to do in Chicago, too. You cut the police force, you depolice, stores rob blind, they close down, and then you turn around and open government-controlled stores. None of this is an accident. It's all the same plan.
Yeah. And I challenge him to show me the statistics or the study where that showed that was a practical and successful solution anywhere.
He doesn't have them.
No, of course not.
Because it isn't.
It doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't work. But he's still determined to try it, though. So we're going to open government-run grocery stores, but I guess close down prisons. So once you empty the prisons, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to rob the stores blind, whichever ones are open still. I mean, I don't know if his plan is just to let them rob the government store, too. I don't know how that works. They're Democrat. They'll call Democrat Party headquarters and ask them. They can explain. I don't know how this would work. Here he is. He's just in 2020. This just came out. Him saying that he thinks prisons are obsolete. It was on a kind of an older podcast, but it resurfaced.
Are prisons obsolete?
I think that, frankly, I mean, what purpose do they serve?
What purpose do they serve? So this is where the Democrat Party's going. What purpose do they serve? We should just, you can't think about that. There are murderers and rapists in prisons. What purpose do they serve?
Well, first off, it protects the citizens from those who've been convicted of crimes for at least a while they're still within the walls there.
I guess.
And it also serves as punishment, which for some people, not all, unfortunately, may be somewhat of a deterrent toward crime.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a couple of examples of purpose it serves, which is pretty much common sense, but it's not very common these days.
No, it's definitely not. Meanwhile, speaking of prisons, that's where the Democrats want to send Trump for blowing up that speedboat coming out of Venezuela. Did you see over the weekend Trump was asked, hey, are you thinking about maybe bombings inside of Venezuela? And he said, wait and see what's coming.
No.
So this is about to get very interesting. But the good news is Trump is going right for the source, the Sinaloa cartel. I mean, when you look at the largest drug bust ever, if you're looking at it in terms of pounds, happening just this last week, and what did they do? You can tell what they're doing. They're looking at the satellites and going, wow, okay, we've used the military, we've closed the border. Now they have to move the people and the drugs in by boat. They're out on the open water. They're a lot easier to hit. And all you got to do with our satellites is hit rewind.
Yeah.
It's better than a VCR, you know? People may not know what that is if you...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
Better than a VCR. Where'd it come from? Well, then you can watch the Tren de Aragua's. You can watch them taking off from Venezuela. And then you can watch what? Where did the 700,000 pounds of drug precursor materials come from? Oh, Shanghai, China.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching it move from Shanghai... moves into the hands of the Venezuelan cartel, that is the government, and then they move it into the Sinaloa cartel pipeline. It goes right to America. So you can see, it's as if the Trump people are kind of confused, why is he going after Venezuela? It's as if the Trump people just hit rewind. Well, they move the precursor chemicals. That's where Sinaloa gets them. But they've been forced out on the water now. And, I just love watching this. You have someone like Bill Crystal Lee, who wants to blow up everybody all the time. I mean, total warmonger, fake Republican. He's always trashing Trump for them, and he's finally found a war he does not want to participate in, and that is the war against the cartels. And he's saying this is an outrage. You know why? They know Sinaloa was the big cartel moving a lot of this human traffic into the country, and they know this is an attack on the Democrats' voter drive. And that's why they're not happy about it. They know these cartels are who they're a very important leg of the human trafficking of the 12 million voters. They didn't just start walking and show up here. It's very organized. Now think about who was funding this. When we talked about the $13 billion from Congress run through the UN that ends up being given out in cash and on debit cards to illegals coming up here. The cartels are moving them. They need people to move the human traffic. Trump is disrupting that. That's what he's doing. That's why they don't like it. Oh my gosh, Trump's right now on... Fox News saying Otto Penn was our president.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, this whole thing with this Charlotte stabbing is really touching a nerve. And you know what I think it is? It's because we have video of it.
Yeah,
it's really, it's real.
That is what has reignited us. I mean, we heard about it here when it happened. and have covered it somewhat. But yeah, it is really taking off now in national interest because of that really horrific video. You know, like I said, I haven't seen the one where it completely shows the conclusion, but the one where it takes you right up to where the suspect begins the stabbing attack. And it's just like a completely innocent victim. I tell you, if I ever take light rail, which I'm not likely to, I would certainly try and find one of those seats where your back's against the wall, you know, not where there's someone behind you. That's because that's what this suspect was doing with this poor, innocent, hardworking refugee from Ukraine.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, and there's a great post on this online, like, you know, let this be a lesson. It's time to move out of blue cities. And if you can't do that, avoid public transportation. If you can't do that, carry a gun. And if you can't do that, never let your guard down, because, you know, this is a public place in a Democrat area where they're just going to turn even the most violent criminals back out on the streets. And they're determined to try to coexist and live with them. That doesn't work out well for people.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.